And you know, when you talk to Republicans about this, they seem to have a couple of talking points that they always go to. One of them is, why should we do anything? Because China isn't. Or another one of them is, it's going to cost jobs. It's bad for the economy. And the other one is, the science isn't really settled. All these are bogus, are they not?
Yeah, they are. China is implementing a cap-and-trade program right now, closing hundreds of coal-burning plants, building more solar farms than anybody else by far. India, by the way, has done a U-turn since the Paris Agreement, and they're moving swiftly.
You personally negotiated that with
them,
right?
Well, there are a lot of people. Yeah, yeah. A lot of people did.
But the solar part of it, right?
Well, yeah. I was happy to be asked to help by Christiana Figueres and the other leaders of that conference, and I like to think it did some good. But India just announced that within only 13 years, 100% of all their new cars and trucks are going to have to be electric vehicles. That's more than we're doing on the transportation side. As for jobs, solar jobs are now growing 17 times faster than other jobs in the economy. The single fastest growing job is wind turbine technician. The real bright spot for creating jobs and higher wages is in renewable energy and the sustainability solutions. We ought to be investing in that to put more people to work.